The optimal planting dates for next year's wheat crop are now open across much of Kansas, but agronomists are cautioning producers to carefully watch and mitigate pest and disease issues as planting season gets underway. Due to the high variability in climate conditions across the state, the optimum wheat planting date varies depending on location. K-State has identified the best pest management planting date, formerly known as the Hessian fly-free date. In an Agronomy e-update on September 9th, K-State agronomists recognized while earlier planted wheat yields better in some years due to weather, producers should exercise caution with planting too far ahead of the optimum planting window. Excessive fall growth and fall tillering also could use up too much soil moisture, potentially leading to more drought stress in a following dry spring. While producers may be tempted to take advantage of recent moisture in some locations, planting early can also lead to increased disease and insect pressure from wheat streak mosaic virus and related diseases, Hessian fly, armyworms, and barley yellow dwarf. The K-State Agronomy e-update for September 16th suggested 2021 was the year of the worm, referring to army cutworms that migrate from the Rocky Mountains back into Kansas each fall. This year's larvae are particularly abundant and voracious, feeding on just about any plants, including alfalfa and emerging stands of wheat and other crops. Fall army cutworms do not typically overwinter in Kansas, but a hard freeze or frost will be required to stop their spread, as seed treatments do not work well against this pest. As a result, producers should prepare to address both this current generation and another likely generation as the wheat crop starts to emerge before winter temperatures set in. Wheat curl mites that spread wheat streak mosaic virus and other diseases also pose a serious threat to the Kansas wheat crop each year. The mites survive the summer on volunteer wheat and certain other grasses. As those plants die off, the wheat curl mites leave in search of new plants to feed on. The wheat curl mites are moved by the wind and can be carried a mile or more before dying, so make sure all volunteer wheat within a mile is completely dead at least 2 weeks before planting. Kansas growers should also strongly consider a seed treatment with both fungicides and insecticides this year. Insecticide seed treatments will help address vectors for diseases like wheat streak mosaic virus, while fungicide treatments are necessary to address seed-borne diseases like common bunt and Fusarium head blight. Overall, Kansas producers have many factors to watch as they start to plant wheat this year. But with due diligence and conscientious management, the 2022 wheat crop will be off to its best possible start. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.